Hi everyone, this is Winter. I'm going to be answering the Take the Plunge questionnaire by F. Scott Fitzgerald because I was tagged by my friend the goddess next door. So yeah, let's just jump right into it. When listening to an audio here, which is the bigger factor in terms of turning you on? The quality of the voice or the actual words being said? Quality of voice is definitely the more important factor for me because, like, you could be saying the most attractive words, like words that would usually turn someone on, but if your voice doesn't have, like, the right tone and it isn't clear, then I feel like the words don't matter. Like, if I'm listening to an audio here on GWA and, like, I click on it and it starts off, but there's, like, a lot of static in the background and the person just kind of sounds like they're really muffled and, like, they're like, I can't really tell the tone of their voice and the quality is just like all over the place, then it usually turns me off and then I have to look for another audio because, like, although they're saying the right things that I want to hear, like, if it doesn't sound right, then it's not going to turn me on. Yeah. So question two. Tell us one thing about you, sexual or otherwise, that you have never told another living soul, no one, not another person. So, I kind of already looked at these questions beforehand. I thought about this question for so long, but, like, I don't think there's anything that I haven't told another person. Just because I'm an open book with, like, most of my friends who, especially the ones who know that I, like, make audios and whatnot, like, most of them already know everything about me, sexual or otherwise. Though there was, like, one thing that I hadn't told anybody for years until, like, maybe earlier this year, I told my best friend just because we were talking and I was like, hey, so this, but, like, it's still so embarrassing for me that it's like, I can't even say it. Like, even if I'm like, I know I've already told her and it's like, she was like, oh yeah, that's whatever. Like, in my head, I'm just still so like, oh, I can't say it. But, yeah, let's just go that I don't have anything because I'm just an open book for the most part. Okay, next question. What sexual fantasy, if any, do you still, in spite of yourself, feel embarrassed or ashamed of? Or to put it another way, which would you least want people who actually know you in real life to know about? So, I don't know if I would necessarily call this, like, a fantasy, but it's kind of, like, something I'm interested in and kind of, like, a kink, and it's, sorry, it's CNC, like, whenever I think about it, like, it's kind of, like, oh, okay, like, that's the one thing I kind of get embarrassed, like, talking about, especially, like, if I'm looking for audios and I'm like, okay, like, I want this, but I'm like, I'm really embarrassed to, like, actually search for it. Cause I'm like, what if no one has actually made content for it? But, like, I'm aware that people do make content for it. Though, like, I guess, okay. So this next part is, I guess, kind of more of like an actual fantasy, though. I don't know if it's like, I'm embarrassed because I have this fantasy, but more like just like imagining this fantasy happening is what, like, makes me embarrassed. I don't know, that could literally just be the same thing, and I'm overthinking this, but like, it's like, if I, like, oh my god, okay. Like, let's say I'm with someone, and more specifically, like a male, and I'm sitting on their lap, but like, they're just, oh my god, like, they're hugging me from behind, and like, they have my legs spread, and they're like, guiding like my fingers, and just like, but also like, well, like saying certain things in my ear, like, just, it's so basic in terms of like a fantasy, but just the idea of that is like one thing that like, oh, it's like, it gets to me. So I guess, I hope that answers the question, but in terms of like the second part, and like, which, like, the which would I least want people actually know me in real life to know about, I like would not want them to know like that I'm into anything like BDSM related, like that being like the CNC, pet play, like sort of bondage, like stuff like that, like the whole like general, like not everything, but like the general umbrella of BDSM, like I would not want them to know about that. Like, yeah, I think there's like certain things that people are like into that's like the general kinky, I guess I would put it, like that stuff I'm kind of okay with, because like everyone knows that. I'm like, okay, whatever. But like the more specific stuff, like absolutely not. I'm like just like, don't question it. Just like, I'm like, let's say I'm vanilla. Let's just go with that. Okay. Okay, so next question. Think of all the words and phrases that push your buttons, all the things someone can say to you that turn you on and drive you crazy. Now imagine you have to eliminate them all and never hear from them again, but you get to keep just one, only one. Which one would you keep? So for this one, I've already kind of started a list of the words. It's not very big, but kind of like the top ones that kind of like get to me are like baby girl, come for me, good girl, and little one. Oh god. There's also like, I can't think of the right way, like, because it has to be phrased a very specific way, but whenever a guy is like, does that feel good, or like something along those lines, like, oh god, that one is another one that like easily like can take me out. But out of all those terms, I think I would have to keep good girl, just because like you can say it in like different ways and it's still like a really good term. Like you can say it like as in praising or like kind of teasing, and it's like you can never go wrong with it. Though come for me is a really close second, because like that's like very universal, but I would definitely go with good girl. All right, next question. If you get a private message saying, hey, your real name, I recognize your voice, I know this is you, how do you think you would feel / react, assuming the message was coming from a standard friend? Well, most of my friends, the people I actively talk to, like, they already know that I make audios, or kind of, like, are aware of the general idea of, like, me recording. But if this is like someone who like I occasionally talk to, like I get like we're almost acquaintances to friends, but like they know me, I know them, and like we communicate. If they were to message me, I think I would panic, because I'm like, no, how on earth, like, how? But I think I would probably, like, after freaking out, I would just probably deny it, because although I don't think I would necessarily be ashamed to admit it, like, I'm more comfortable, like, keeping, like, the group of people who know smaller, and especially, like, I'd rather tell people versus someone figure it out, and then me, like, saying, oh, yeah, I do this, especially if it's, like, a standard friend and someone who's not close to me, because it's, like, they could go tell other people, and they could, like, share, like, my content, which is, like, well, I guess you could say that's, like, promoting me, but also it's, like, I don't want this to kind of be attached to my name. Like, there's so much other stuff that I would rather people know me for outside of this. So, I guess long story short, I would just say, yeah, I'm not who you think I am. Like, I just sound like the person you think, like, you're saying, blah, blah, blah. You get my point. Okay. If you were going out socially and were keen on getting some attention, what aspect of you, physical or otherwise, would be your first and strongest weapon? So, I would love to say my humor, because I feel like, on, like, standard basis, I'm funny as hell, but also, my jokes are really dumb. They're like an upgraded version of dad jokes in my head. So I know if I'm not close to a person, my jokes are not going to be funny. So I do not think that's my strongest weapon, although I wish I could say that. I think I would probably have to say my eyes, if not like my overall face, but like focusing on my eyes, just because it's like whenever I usually talk and I'm like telling a story or something, I usually make a lot of expressions with my face, like, because I'm a very sarcastic person, so like my sarcasm, you can read it on my face, but like I do it in a way where it's like funny. So like people tell me all the time that they love seeing my facial expressions because they're just absolutely hilarious. Like I can make someone like laugh that way. So I would definitely focus on my eyes, just because it's like, if I'm going to be telling a story and keeping someone's attention that way, I want them to like focus on my eyes than anything else. Though, like without trying, like this is really weird. I've always had people tell me that my nails look really good, but I never like put anything on my nails. Like rarely I will paint them. And I usually just keep them very bare. They don't even grow that long. But I guess just because, like, the way they look, people always compliment my nails and always notice that about me. So, I don't know. Maybe I should focus my time on my nails. And that's my secret weapon. Or, not my secret weapon, my strongest weapon. But, yeah. I'm just going to go with my eyes. Alright, so next question is, what would your friend say, what would your friend say is the absolute best aspect of your personality? I don't think I've ever really had, like, people, like, my friends tell me what they think, but I guess this is, like, me assuming what they would say. I would assume maybe being supportive. I think that would be an aspect of my personality, just because like usually I try my best to be there for my friends whenever they need like someone to talk to, or they need like help with certain things. Like I'm like, hey, blah blah blah, let me help you with this, or like, I'm here, I'm a friend, like, you can talk to me whenever, so, I guess, you would call that being supportive. Like, I think that's what people would say about me. Okay, next question. When flirting here on GWA or in real life, what aspect of the other person will draw you in the most and fire your interest? You would have to have, like, you would have to have a good sense of humor. And, like, we would have to have, we would have to have, like, also, like, things in common. Because if we're talking and, like, you can't make a joke and, like, we just kind of be chill around each other and we can, like, actually have a decent conversation and not be like, oh, hi, how are you? And it stop there and be awkward. Like, I can't do that. Like, you have to be, like, engaged and have to feel like there's a connection. Though, I will say my skills when it comes to flirting are, like, negative 10. Probably even lower than that. I am no good when it comes to flirting. But, yeah. Just be funny. That usually is what interests me the most. Okay, then, the last question is it's for men and women, but obviously I'll just do the woman, is, what's the strangest thing you've ever had inside of you? So, I've never had anything inside of me, so, kind of, like, yeah, I've nothing inside of me. Like, I guess I could say maybe my fingers, but I'll just say I've had nothing inside of me before. And then finally, this is an optional, but it says, name a member on GWA who I would really love to answer this questionnaire as well. Well, I don't know many people here since I am still, like, fairly new. Like, I haven't really talked to many people outside of my friend who tagged me to do this. So, I guess I tag anyone who has listened this far and is interesting in answering these questions themselves. Yeah, I would just love to hear what, I guess, anyone who listens to this, what they have to say. But outside of that, there's no one else I would like tag specifically. But I hope you enjoyed my answers, although probably very boring. Yeah, let me know if, like, you like this kind of thing, just me answering questions to certain things. If so, yeah, just leave a comment or something. I don't know where I'm going with this. Anyway, I hope you have a good day or a good night and that you've enjoyed this audio. Please hydrate. But yeah, bye.